You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hour number two of the program happening right now. It is the Fan After Dark on a Friday night. First Friday night in, when would you say the last Friday night show we've done?
It's been a hot minute, my boy.
Was it, because I'll be honest with you, I don't know, because Fridays usually don't have day baseball, you know?
Yeah.
Unless a game gets rained out, that's the only way we're on a Friday night during the baseball season.
It's not very often. Taking shoints at Scotty.
I lost. I don't see anybody taking shoints at Scheffler.
Nobody has any idea what we're talking about.
No clue. If you're a real fatty, you know exactly what we're talking about. Let's see. Here we go.
If you missed the news, though, the Texas Rangers have named their new manager Skip Schumacher.
Skip Schumacher.
We'll have Jared Sandler on next segment to break down all things Skip for your new skipper.
Not Skip Bayless. Skip Schumacher. By the way, we have set out a challenge for everybody this weekend, the You Have a Face for Content Challenge. Okay?
It's been texted in a couple times.
Well, okay, so a couple people have said now, I want to believe you guys. I do. So I'm going to just err on the side of caution, and if you say you did it, then I'm just going to believe you. From the 682, just did this at Walmart 10 minutes ago. She laughed and said she had a boyfriend.
That's going to happen.
Which, you know what?
And it's also a soft way to get out of there, too, though.
If she laughs, that's a plus. I mean, it's better than getting slapped.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Do you think our new manager could say that line? I don't know if he's married, but Skip? I feel like that would work.
No, I think Skip's married with like two or three kids.
Maybe that's how he got there.
Because he told her she had a face for content? I seriously doubt it. He probably just said, hey, I play baseball.
Seen the Cardinals play anytime recently?
If I showed you my World Series ring. From the 817, here's a real fatty right here. What would Yaritza say if she got told she had a good face for content?
That's a great one. That's
she would probably look at me and have no idea what I'm talking about. What you mean, Fred? What you mean? It's exactly what she'd say.
I like your accent. It's kind of good. I'm about it.
You're welcome.
I'm about it.
I think Trevor wants you to keep going.
That's all you get. Right. That's all you get. You get the one little, that's all you get.
I've still got that Cuban baddie in my head. So.
Oh, the 6'8 Amazonian?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's your style. By the way, real quick, we're going to get into this Skip Schumacher stuff as well as I've got a couple folks I'm working on trying to get a couple people here. I'm stunned that Diddy actually got prison time.
50 months.
Like that dude, he's going to prison for 4 years.
Let's be honest. So he's going to do 1 year, serve time, and get out.
I don't know. Are those state or fed charges? Because if those are fed charges, he's going to do that time.
Not sure.
That's month for month, man. You know, the feds don't play.
He needs to be in there longer.
You can get out. You can get out on good behavior for state time. But feds? Oh, no. You're going month for month. So we'll see what happens there. If you were Diddy, I tell you what, where's our TDCJ population?
Now,
we know where you're at.
I did text our boy Alec Medford. I said, what's your favorite thing about Skip Schumacher? I just want to get his opinion. He said this. He said the only reason he's not still with the Marlins is because the ownership told him that they're not going to be competitive that year and let him walk. Was a leader for pretty much every managerial opening when he left Miami. Took the job in the Rangers front office instead, basically the manager in waiting, which we've iterated. He was involved in some personal conversations. Has a really rare feel for the team he's about to take over. Great at developing young players and communication, which is good because this team is going to look really different and a lot younger, per Alec Medford.
No, look, I agree with everything Alec just said. I mean, that's the thing about...
Just the vibes. Vibes have to add up. They have to match. What kind of team we're going to have and the manager we have. Not just who's the best manager. When these coaching searches go on, and we do it, but because we're not privy to hearing those behind the closed door talks, but the front office, GM, owner, whatever, they know what kind of team they have. It's not always the best, the most hottest candidate is the best match. Just because, like, we talked about Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson probably was a great fit for most teams, but probably not every team. Aaron Glenn, like, just because you're the best, you want to match up what's going on in your organization with the coach, not just the best name or the hottest name or the youngest or oldest guy, whatever it is. And I think the Rangers are going to be really happy with the decision they made in Skip Schumacher because from everything I've heard, he's got glowing reviews, taking teams that weren't that great and made them formidable.
We took one.
Oh, yeah. That's all I need. Do it to me once. That's all I need to see. If it's been done, it can be done again.
No, look, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I mean, I think, and maybe the...
Somebody just said, I guess, Mace as well. They're about two segments behind.
Yeah, no, there you go. Well, they're just listening on the Odyssey. Yeah.
You're on a radio converter?
Are we going to find out that even Boach knew going into this last season that unless they won a World Series again... He was probably going to, this was going to be his 3-year run. He's going to call it a day. I mean,
if they were deep in the playoffs, I feel like he'd still be here.
That's what I'm saying. If they'd have made a deep playoff run or dare I say win another World Series or got to a World Series.
I think if you would have done anything more than win one playoff series, he'd probably still be here.
Yeah.
Maybe two. Like if you lost in the first round, I think he'd still be gone.
If you got to the ALCS and lost, I could see him coming back again. Correct. Right? Because then you're just like, all right. Plus, this team would have obviously played a lot better and you'd have felt real good about things. But I thought one of the things that Jeremy touched on last night that made a lot of sense when it comes to a guy like Boach is when you've got younger guys and just that connection. And again, he's like, you know, you don't want to have to – not necessarily teach guys how to play baseball, but get guys to play baseball, right? Like veterans that you kind of know, like I said, the Corey Seagers, the Marcus Simmons of the world, like, you know, they're tried and true veterans. You know what they're going to bring to the table each and every day. Whereas with these younger guys, you know, you do have to do a little more probably pushing and prodding sometimes, you know, a little bit more mind games. And at 70 years old, I mean, he ain't got time for that kind of stuff. It's like, look, dude, either you want to play baseball or you don't. And I think with some of these younger generation of athletes, when it's 162 games, you know, there's probably a little bit more mind manipulation that you got to do with some of these younger guys. And at 70 years old, you're not as up for that task as, say, a guy like a Skip Schumacher, rather, who, by the way, has been out of the game. Well, he's been an advisor, but as far as being a you know, boots on the ground leader of men for the last year, I'm sure he's got a hankering and is chomping to get back. So it's a great move. I want to make one thing clear, too. Like I said, I know I've been critical of Chris Young with some of the moves he's made. But, again, I do trust his judgment. I do trust his baseball acumen. Again, I think you can be a great GM and still make bad decisions and or just make decisions that go wrong, right? And I just felt like the last 2 years, again, I get it. He won a World Series, but at the same time, too, for a team that had the same core, I've just been mystified as to, you know, how do you get more out of this team? And I think they're hoping that Skip Schumacher is that guy.
Are you guys happy that it's Skip Schumacher over what could have been with Will Venable when he went to the White Sox? Because I know there was a lot of talk then previously about Venable being the guy coming up. And when he left, we brought in Skip, obviously.
Yeah.
So, again, would you rather have Venable or are you happy so far with
I mean, it's too early to tell.
That's fair. I mean, that's fair. I'm just saying if I laid it out in front of you, if you were at Razoo's and you had blackened chicken or blackened salmon, which one would you
choose?
Which
one's Skip?
Skip, I think, is the chicken.
Okay.
And the salmon would be Venable. Let's do that.
Is Boach the corn on the cob?
He's the beans and rice.
He's the beans and red rice. Beans and rice. Interesting. Tough choice there. Tough choice because I like all three of those. I mean, give me Skip. Give me Skip because, look, Miami's a hard place to win. All right? Miami is a – not to say that the Chicago White Sox aren't a hard place to win because that's been a dumpster fire of a team, of a franchise for a lot of years. But Miami, couple things. One, and we've heard this, yeah, Chicago's a great city per se. All right? I mean, I guess it depends on what side of Chicago you're living on. Whereas with Miami, I mean, anybody will tell you that it's hard to be a professional athlete in Miami. All right. I mean, the distractions there are at an all-time high. Now, when you're a baseball player, it's probably a little bit different. It's not like being a basketball player. It's not like being a football player where you've got more, well, not a lot of more idle time from a basketball perspective. But again, you don't necessarily, I mean, look, Derek Jeter went to Miami and, you know, was not great. Okay. Our girl Kim Ng went there, you know, had a blip of success. And then obviously her and the ownership clashed and boom, she's gone. Next thing you know, Skip Schumacher says, oh, you don't want to compete? Boom, I'm out. So the fact that, again, he knows how to produce young talent. He knows how to coach up young talent. I don't think you could ask. He's got the pelt on the wall.
You'll get even more Rangers coverage at 8:20. We'll have Jared's.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sandler, who we know is just a seam head. With it, can I give you a couple NFL headlines, Freddie D. Davis, when it comes to the injuries to look forward to or not look forward to this upcoming Sunday? Okay, thank you. Commanders announced Jaden Daniels, who's missed the past two games due to a knee sprain, will start Sunday versus the Chargers. Debo Samuel, who missed the last 2 days of practice due to a heel injury, is off of the injury report and good to go. So the Commanders are getting back Debo and Jaden Daniels. They're looking to look like the team that we all thought they'd be coming into the season. For the Buccaneers, if you got Bucky Irving in your fantasy lineup starting, go ahead and drop him to the bench because he is going to be officially ruled out this week. That means with the sprained foot, which means Rashad White will be getting the carries in the Buccaneers' backfield. Another running back that's going to be out for the season, Jets running back Braylon Allen, expected to miss 8 to 12 weeks. So that's pretty much the Jets' season. Sorry, Kevin. And then another running back, Chuba Hubbard, who's been dealing with a calf injury in the last couple of weeks, has not practiced this week and is expected to miss Sunday's game. It means you know what time it is in Carolina. Can anybody tell me who Carolina's backup running back is? It'll be now getting starter reps.
I'm sorry?
Carolina's running back.
Oh, it's Dattle.
Rico Dotto is indeed the running back that'll be playing on Sunday with our boy Chuba Hubbard on the shelf. As far as I do want to give you guys this audio, a little bit of Brock Purdiness. We were talking about him in the initial segment. It's not looking good for him. The quote that Shanahan said he re-aggravated it. He's week to week. Don't know how it feel. Let's listen to our boy talking about that, Ian Rappaport.
Hello for the first time to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport. So Ian, take us inside this decision. How close did Brock Purdy come to playing tonight?
Not close. My understanding is that Brock Purdy suffered a setback in the loss against the Jaguars. Basically got hit the same way. Remember, he was dealing with that turf toe injury, came in, reported soreness, had an MRI. The MRI revealed an aggravation of that turf toe. Not major, major, but out tonight. I'm told he's considered week to week after this. They play the Bucs next week. He could miss that game as well.
Hello for the
Not trending good for Brock Purdy. Mac Jones, Mac Daddy Jones has looked phenomenal anyway, so not a huge hit to the 49ers' offensive productivity, because if you saw him on last night's game, he looked like one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL, especially with the way Kyle Shanahan was dialing and dealing up plays. So, Fred, do you think how long would you wait to bring back Brock Purdy? Would you just go until he's fully healthy? And if you're Brock Purdy, how quickly are you trying to get back on the field?
I mean, you let him get healthy. I mean, you're in no rush. I mean, Mac Jones is
no. If you're the 49ers, I'm telling you, if you're Brock Purdy, how quickly are you trying to get back on the field? You're losing your job.
Are you
theoretically
there? Okay? But you're. I mean, how much your money's guaranteed?
That's a great question.
At least half.
But if Mac Jones balls out for half the year and you play 2-3 games and they're subpar, it's not looking good for your overall. Okay,
that's, I mean, is it? That's the 49ers' problem. They signed you to a $200 million contract. Okay. You know what? Look, if Brock Purdy never plays another down of football, he wins.
$181 million guaranteed.
Look, you know what? I may not play another game this year.
You know what? It's still hurting.
Tell you what, that toe, I think it's arthritic. Tell you what, I'm going to shut it down. I'm going to shut it down for a year.
And if you're Mac Jones, you're feeling great. You get in a great offense. Do you think do you think Shanahan is the second, maybe first? Where do you put him in offensive play calling rankings in the NFL right now?
I mean, he's a top 5, top 10 offensive mind.
10? That low?
Yeah.
Top
5.
You don't think he's in the top 3?
I mean, he's top 5. I mean, I for sure, top 5.
Who are the other ones that have come to mind?
I mean, I'm a McVay guy. I love Sean McVay. I think Andy Reid is
those are the other two guys that I had.
Is a top 5 play caller as well. As much as I loathe him as a head coach, Mike McDaniel's a great play caller. He's a great play caller. Mike McDaniel is this generation's Mike Martz. All right. Phenomenal offensive mind, clown of a head coach. All right.
He will have a lot of OC jobs, I think, after this
year. Oh, he'll have any shortage of choices, right? No shortage of choices for what he wants. But look, I can see Miami keeping him another year.
Well, I know who I want to keep another year, and if we have no shortage of knowledge with this guy on the other side, we'll have our boy Jared Sandler breaking down your new skipper, Skip Schumacher.
If you've been injured in a car or truck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel and Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost, and they only get paid when you win. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to car truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
I mean, were we waiting, you know, for half the read to go by before we decide to start reading, or what?
It said 30 seconds, and that's what I get
you
for
trusting.
You were
waiting for the full 30, or what? I was like, should I start talking? Because I could have swore he said there was a read.
Well, this is
You know where those lapses don't happen? Razoos. Let's go out to the Dean M. Leasing Hotline. Welcome to the program. What a week it's been. We had Jared Sandler on Monday when the news broke that Bruce Bochy would not be back as Rangers manager. Now we've got Jared Sandler.
By the way,
proud papa to be. Proud papa to be. Congratulations. Let's not bury that lead. Congratulations, my man. And now,
thank you.
Now, Skip Schumacher is officially the latest, the newest Rangers manager.
Yeah, how about that? I guess, you know, probably not a surprise you know, when the Rangers decided to move on from Boach, I think Skip was, we talked about, he was probably the leader in the clubhouse. They're guys. So, you know, this is obviously a new era, just in that it's a different manager, but, you know, it's second straight managerial hire for the Rangers who has experience. Prior to that, their previous hires did not, you know, even going back to Ron Washington, first time manager, Jeff Banister, Chris Woodward, same thing. Skip doesn't have the track record that Bruce Bochy did, but in 2 years with the Marlins, he certainly impressed a whole lot of people. And the Rangers are hoping that he can, you know, bring that same sort of magic to the Rangers.
Me and Fred discussed this earlier. What do you think about the rest of the staff, the Brett Boones of the world, the Maddox? Do you think those guys' jobs are safe? What's kind of the vibe around that?
Yeah, Blake, it would be unfair for me to totally speculate, because I think some of that, you know, is probably going to be sorted out here over the next few days. Mm-hmm. You know, I know I'd spoken to a number of staff members earlier today, and they had not heard, you know, they obviously didn't know that Skip was going to be hired just yet, but they, you know, they didn't know. I think that the Rangers, if you look at the pitching side of things, best pitching season in franchise history, my guess is that the Rangers would love to bring Mike Maddox and Jordan Teagues and Dave Bush back. And, you know, but the only question is, you know, there's that balance of, hey, we like these guys. These guys are familiar with our guys. You know, we do want some continuity, but you also want the manager to be comfortable and have his guys, right? And I don't know who Skip's guys are, right? I think we'll learn in the next few days, who he wants or who maybe is of interest to him. And maybe we won't know, right? Because maybe he asked someone, they say no, and we just don't know. You know, we're none the wiser. But I think a lot of that's up in the air. Chris Young did say that, you know, he'd love for a lot of the coaches to be back, but, you know, it's not going to be everybody. And I think we'll probably learn whenever there's media availability again, I guess early next week, maybe the fate of some of these coaches.
Jared, talk to me about Skip's tenure in Miami. He goes there in 2023, wins, takes him to the divisional, and he wins Manager of the Year in the NL, and then obviously the next year, not so well, and then he joins the Rangers. What did you kind of learn from him during that Miami tenure, and kind of obviously looking from afar, and what do you think he'll bring to the Texas Rangers being the head of the house now?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, with the Marlins both years, you know, no one expected much, you know, from them. And then in that first year in 2023, they were competitive to the point where they ended up, you know, buying at the deadline, not in a super aggressive way. That's not really the Marlins' way of doing things, but, you know, one of their big ads was Jake Berger. And, you know, they ended up making the playoffs, like you said. That was incredibly impressive. That was certainly, you know, before the year, not something that a lot of people expected of the Marlins. And, you know, the reality is when something like that happens, a lot of people deserve credit, but the manager certainly deserves credit. And then, you know, when you look at the year after, I think they kind of succumbed to some of the dysfunction, which is ultimately why Skip did something that you almost never see, which is he turned down his own option. You know, people don't typically deny the opportunity to have a job, right? It's usually the team turns down, you know, the option that they have to release or sever the relationship that they have with, you know, that manager. But Skip decided, you know, as was reported, because of some of the dysfunction and the way some of the things in the front office were handled with Kim Ng, who was let go or stripped of responsibility, and he didn't like that, that he walked away. And he walked away as a hot commodity. He could have taken a managerial job last year, I'm sure, but decided to just kind of take a step back and assess his options. He's got a son who's now currently a senior in high school who is an outstanding baseball player, one of the best in the country, and is committed to TCU. Got to spend some time with him. And, you know, I think when he joined the Rangers, he probably knew that, well, there's a decent chance I'm going to manage this team next year. But worst case, he spends a year learning about an organization and then maybe, you know, goes elsewhere, right? You know, there are multiple managerial openings, and if the Rangers weren't going to hire him, someone would have. You know, he was a hot commodity. So as far as what he's going to bring, I think we'll learn a little bit more about that. But, you know, he has a track record from his time with the Marlins of working with young players and getting a lot out of them, continuing the development even at the major league level. You know, he's a high energy guy, someone who, you know, I spoke to Jake Berger about him the other day. I mean, he's like, you know, I love this guy, right? And Jake played for him. You know, there aren't many guys, you know, at the Rangers. Jake might be the only guy who's played for him, but loves him, right? And said, you know, he's able and willing to have the tough conversations, but you respect him afterwards, right? It's not like, gosh, you know, he had that hard talk with me and I hate him now, right? He does it in a way where he can really connect with players and people, and we'll see, you know, how he does here with the Rangers. But I know a lot of people around the league have already, you know, gotten blown up. People not tied to the Rangers just saying, oh, you know, you're going to love this guy, or he's going to do wonders for this team, or, you know, this or that. So it'll be fun to see it put in action.
Well, Jared, you're exactly right about that. We've Tommy Hutton, who's the play-by-play voice for the Marlins, he's going to join us tomorrow. He said, I can't talk now, but Skip is a fine individual of great character and will make a fantastic Rangers manager. So that's directly from the Marlins play-by-play guy. So let me ask you this, you know, and I mean, look, anybody with you know, I mean, a little bit of foresight, I mean, it seemed kind of obvious that when he was named the senior advisor last year, that was kind of the coach in waiting role. What did he do in that senior advisor role to Chris Young, and did he have much of a relationship at all with Boach this past season?
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you that one thing he did was, and I think a lot of people had great respect for the way he handled it, was he wasn't a distraction or around a lot. And Skip knew, right? Skip, I'm sure I haven't talked to him about it, but Skip's aware of the narrative that, hey, you know, this is the guy who's going to replace Boach. And I think out of respect for that situation and that narrative, you know, he was around a little bit, and he was probably around more than we realize, but just kind of in the shadows. But he could have had a constant presence if he wanted to. But, you know, I think he wanted to kind of stay away, stay kind of in the background, right? Let Boach do his thing. Didn't want to perpetuate any sort of narrative because nothing was set in stone, right? It wasn't, I can tell you with 100% certainty that before the season started, there was no deal in place. The Rangers were not sure, you know, what was going to come of, you know, the off season conversation with Bruce Bochy. I mean, you know, I think that if the Rangers knew, and if Bruce Bochy knew that this was going to be the last year, then Will Venable probably would have stuck around for another year. Right. But I think my guess is Will Venable took that White Sox job because he didn't know. And he, you know, he didn't want to stick around for two more years. And so, you know, I think that just the way Skip handled it, I don't mean to go on and on about this, but I think a lot of people appreciated that and was kind of an example of his feel and the way he understands and can relate to, connect with, and deal with people. As far as what he did from a baseball side, I can't tell you definitively that he did this specific thing or that specific thing beyond just being a valued voice, a part of the brain trust. You know, I think for Skip, some of it at first was just observing and familiarizing himself with the organization, you know, maybe talking to some of the coaches, understanding how they operate. I'm sure in Skip's mind too, you know, some of it was a kind of a constant job interview, right? If he does take the job, hey, I like this guy, I don't like that guy, you know, whatever it might be. But I think just in general, talking with the front office and providing his perspective. But as far as like, hey, he really specialized in this or that, I don't know that he had a particular specialty, but if he did, I'm not privy to that or aware of that.
Hey, you said he was just ingratiating and you know, maybe doing a little on ball looking. You're safe, right? Like you and him hit it off. We're gonna see Jared Sandler next year.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got along with Skip. At least I think I did in my few conversations. If he wants to write me in the lineup, I don't think that's gonna help the offense, but I'll certainly give him my best.
Fair enough.
Hey, Jared, this is Trevor. I have a question. You mentioned Will Venable, and I was curious because whenever he left, everybody was like, oh, this is the next guy. I'm curious, as soon as he left, was their thought, hey, let's try to grab Skip Schumacher? I'm curious on whether we feel more comfortable with Skip now, or would we have liked Will? I know that's kind of a weird thing to ask. I'm just genuinely curious because I know Venable was supposed to be that guy, and he didn't want to wait, which is fair. Is Skip going to be better? Can we be more positive than obviously what the White Sox have gone through?
Yeah. I mean, Trevor, it's so tough, right? Because the Rangers were whatever, you know, they had whatever best record in baseball this year, but I don't think that that's necessarily representative of, like, Bruce Bochy was commensurate in terms of his managerial ranking. Right. So is he going to be better? I don't know. You know, the difference between Will and Skip is that, you know, Skip has done it. Now Will has done it for a year, but you know, when the Rangers brought Will into the organization and maybe identified him as a potential future manager, you know, he hadn't done it. And I think, you know, in fairness to Will, you know, the jury is still out, but he definitely had a great first year with the White Sox. I mean, they as a team, record wise, it wasn't great, but, you know, they played hard. They competed probably better than the talent in that dysfunctional organization. But, you know, Skip's led a team that didn't have playoff talent to the playoffs. And, you know, that's impressive. And so I don't know, you know, without being around Will on a daily basis and without having worked with Skip on a daily basis, it's going to be tough for me to compare. I'll tell you that Will was incredibly respected as well. And what's impressive about that is, you know, all these coaches, you know, not all of them, but a lot of them, you know, they're trying to climb the ladder too, right? And so when a guy's brought in and already sort of crowned as the manager in waiting, you know, that could cause a lot of, like, high school girl cat like drama, right? But Will, I think, earned the respect of his coaching peers, and there wasn't a lot of that. They all kind of were like, oh, I get it. Yeah, this guy's impressive. But I think, you know, same thing with Skip. I think there are a lot of people who are really, really impressed with Skip. Conversations throughout the year, no one knew whether Boch was going to be back or not. And the common, I think the common refrain was, well, you know, if Boch isn't back, gosh, you know, it would really love for Skip to be the guy. And so, you know, we'll see it, but I the reputation is certainly strong, and, you know, I'm looking forward to getting a sense of how Skip operates. I'll tell you guys, it was a blast learning that process for Boch and to really see him impact the team. And I saw it in ways that I had not previously experienced, and I'm excited to experience the same with Skip Schumacher. And I hope that a lot of the staff is back. You know, the staff was great. And, you know, one guy who I think will be a future manager is Bobby Wilson. And, you know, I would hope that Bobby has a place in this organization. If not, some team's going to snatch him up right away. And I'm sure he'll be on his way to running a ball club. But, you know, I think Skip's the type of guy that people want to work for. And I think he's also the type of guy people want to play for. And that's, you know, that's super important and not something that necessarily shows on the back of a baseball card, but certainly can impact what you do see on the back of a baseball card.
I want to sneak one more in here before we get you out of here. When you saw that Skip Schumacher is now the new manager for your Texas Rangers, was there a certain group of players, a certain player in particular, that you think this benefits more than some of the other guys on the roster? Kind of who does this hiring help maybe see perform better than they did this year?
Yeah, that's a good question, Blake. And, you know, I know, like, for instance, with the Bears, when Ben Johnson's hired, you immediately think, well, that's going to be huge for Caleb Williams, yeah, right? But you don't necessarily attribute Ben Johnson's hire to Jalen Johnson, you know, mm-hmm, someone on the defense. Mm-hmm. I don't know that, you know, obviously Skip, or I guess for people who don't know, Skip was a position player, he's a utility player. I don't know that Skip is, you know, going to have a huge impact on Nathan Eovaldi's ability to develop a new pitch or anything, mm-hmm, like that. But, you know, I think managers, regardless of what their track record was as a player, they have the ability to impact, you know, all guys on the roster. It's tough to say. I would say that, you know, I mentioned this earlier, but, you know, we think of development so much as something that happens in the minor leagues, but it doesn't stop in the majors, or at least the best teams and the best managers or best organizations are the ones that encourage and create opportunities for growth and development at the major league level. So I think some of the young guys will definitely benefit in that regard. That seems to be something that Skip demonstrated already in his 2 years with the Marlins. But that's not to say that Nathan Eovaldi, Corey Seager, Marcus Semien won't benefit, right? I mean, it's tough to know for sure. But, you know, I think that when you've got a new voice, ears perk up, eyes open wider, you got to impress a new guy. And I think it allows for some accountability to be established. And I think that, you know, that's another area that's not really answering your question directly, Blake, that it's going to impact Blake or Fred or Trevor. But I think that just that general accountability, I think, will be really important.
Fantastic. When's little Sandler going to be here?
spring of 2026.
Love to hear it. March time frame?
One in March and one in April.
Okay. You're having twins? Oh, one of those two months.
No. We're having two kids. We got my wife's pregnant, and we got a surrogate who's pregnant.
Okay. Well, hey, let's shoot for March 8th. Pisces make great babies. Just saying.
Is March 8th your birthday?
Come on now. International Women's Day.
Do any other day.
It's also International Women's Day before you besmirch.
My wife is due on March 8th.
Oh!
For real?
Little Sando, I was excited for you already. Look, fatherhood it's a different beast, so I can't wait for you to experience it. But now I'll tell you what, I'm even more excited because we might have a little Sandler on March 8th.
This guy's
going to
be present for the birth.
Let's go. Let's go.
Shout out to you, Jared. We appreciate you taking time out of your day to talk a little Skip Schumacher.
Yeah, I think so. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Have a good night.
There you go.
There he goes. Jared Sandler. Well, let's keep the fun continuing. A little bit of Fair or Foul coming up next on The Fan.
This segment of The Fan After Dark is brought to you by...
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Classic Chevrolet, if you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine, back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Silverado, Tahoe, Blazers, Malibu, Equinox, and more. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Relax and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevy registrations 2023 and 2024.
All right. Quick programming note. Coming up next, we're going to have Kyle Seeloff. He is the play-by-play voice for Marlins Television. All right, so he's going to join us at 9 o'clock talking all things Skip Schumacher. I've got Dan Duquette efforting to find somebody for us as well. We're putting our feelers out, all right? So I don't ever want to hear anybody say, you guys don't talk baseball. We have had two breaking news this week, Monday and Friday. And I see what you try to do, CY, with the Friday night news dump.
Oh, let's go ahead and name Skip the manager at 8 o'clock at night, see if anybody notices. We ain't got to take no questions till Tuesday.
No, I see you.
Like you're talking from Razoo's or something.
Maybe I'm Boach. Boach breaking the news. Boach a little bit of, with a little bit of Coach O mixed in just for good measure.
No Tigers.
Go Schumacher's.
Go Marcus.
That's right. He did say he left a little meat on that bone.
There's a lot of meat on the bone when it comes to the Texas Rangers. Yeah. All right. Let's call it what it is.
It's a ribeye.
That's the line. Let's call it what it is. That's the line right there. That's the one that I was talking about earlier in the bullpen. That's the line.
What are we talking about, lines?
Yeah. You tell me.
Davisisms.
Yeah, you tell me, Blow.
What are you talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about either. No, he was referencing thing. Remember you asked him what are some of your favorite Fredisms?
Yes.
During the pre-show. Shout out to Mama Kim for bringing the food by.
Yeah, shout out to Mama Kim.
I'm going
to
dive into some of those cupcakes here shortly.
You would.
Don't eat the glass.
Don't eat the glass. While I enjoyed the tendies.
Tendies are phenomenal.
All right. You know what my issue with the tendies was? No barbecue sauce.
The gravy is right there.
You're a weirdo with your barbecue sauce.
The gravy's right there.
Yeah, I'm not a gravy guy. You know this.
Well, all of our fan teammates tore it up.
I'm not saying I didn't eat some. I still ate it.
Yeah.
But I'm just telling you. I would have liked some barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
To dip my tendies into.
Okay, so this is what we're doing. At 10 o'clock, we're doing Tolos on the telephone.
Yeah.
Where you can. Fred will be gone. Fred will be gone. So this is what I want the Tolos to do. Call in at 10 o'clock.
Not like gone. I'll be on the fifth floor.
Call in. I want you to give your thoughts on the new Rangers skipper.
Yeah.
I want you to give your thoughts on Fred because he's not here to defend himself.
I'm not. I won't be.
And, you know.
And I can't even listen.
It's kind of what you got planned for the weekend. At 10:20. I think we'll be an audio dump. Maybe of me saying dumb things.
Have you guys noticed a trend of what this last hour is going to look like?
10:20, an audio dump, and 10:40 me.
10:40 is going to be Trevor talking about fantasy football.
10:40, a little fantasy football.
And Trevor's good news. Yeah, buddy. You got some news stories for that?
I can pull up the one that I didn't get to do because of
like 3 weeks ago?
Reasons. Which I'm kind of so sad that you're not going to be here for it.
So you've had a good news story sitting in your hopper for a couple weeks now?
Oh, we're ready to go. We're always got sucker chambered.
Texas Rangers thinking about changing managers.
Skip Schumacher, leading candidate to replace Bruce Bochy. Is that good news or what? Rumor has it.
Are you Jake Rima?
His son is really good.
I did a TSN earlier, and I have to go change it. I'm a little frustrated about it. So.
Oh, because you got to update the news?
Yep.
Brighton Schottenheimer looks like he might be the hire in Dallas.
Give us an example or give us an example of what you're going to change or what it's going to sound like now.
Well, so what I did is used y'all's Jeremy Affeldt from last night.
At least somebody did. Shout out to Khaki Kev for cutting that up. And nobody at the station used
it.
Nobody at the station was intrigued or wanted to do a deeper dive on maybe why that bullpen was a you-know-what.
They saw this.
I tell you what, don't ever sleep on our baseballness on Fan After Dark.
Yeah,
I'm telling you right now. What are you making that face for? I may not be a quote unquote seam head like some of you baseball analytic sabermetric nerds out there.
Warp.
All right.
A little bit of warp.
But you know what? We talk ball on this show.
All balls.
We bring baseball aggression
to life,
to the plate. Okay,
I'm in the batter's box.
Do we not? I'll tell you what. We are first pitch swingers here on Fan After Dark.
I mean, it's both news broke on y'all's.
Damn right it did, and we didn't miss a beat, dude. We got the Marlins TV play-by-play guy coming on next. We got their radio play-by-play guy coming on next. I got two radio people. Shout out to your boy Trevor Harris from WQAM. Say that 10 times fast. Who's assisting us with this as well? I got Dan Duquette, former general manager, pulling some strings, trying to help us out here. This is what we do.
Speaking of baseball and covering the game,
You know what? I'm going to go do some steroids during the break. That's how. As a homage to 90s baseball, I'm going to do some androstenedione during the break. You damn right. I may even put my head through one of these monitors because that's how geeked I'm feeling right now.
This guy's about to shoot up in the bathroom.
I mean, if it's a baseball joke,
I got the joke.
Did you?
Yeah. Steroids? I feel like it wasn't even really a joke. It was a good point. I liked it.
You're welcome.
Was it supposed to be like some undercover joke that you could only get if you watched baseball? Maybe. I'm going to do steroids like the guys in the 90s did.
That's right. That's exactly
Let's listen to Manny Machado do. Well, he should have done steroids.
What a fair foul. More baseball.
More baseball. Manny Machado lost yesterday.
It was
was asked this question about the season.
Extended, but how do you assess a season like this?
I mean, what type of question is that, dude? My guy. How do I assess the season? We just lost. How do you think I assess the season? How do you think I assess it?
I don't know. That's what I was asking.
You tell me. What's a loss? We lost. How do you assess it? It's a loss. You lost.
Fair enough.
Come on, dude. I mean, you could ask better questions than that. Let's go. Come on.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. You know, wait till the last second to ask that question. No fan in that.
So. And you know what? This is where
I know what it's like.
Look, that's why I wanted to use that audio because, again, we talked about this today or we talked about this earlier this week when we were playing audio from the Cowboys game on Sunday night. Terrible question by the reporter. You know, look, I because you know what? You and I have been there. So we know we uniquely know what that situation's like. And you've got all these stupid baseball sites clowning Manny Machado, Elite Dingers, other websites. Oh, this is why Manny Machado's a this, a that, da da da. No. You as a reporter, there's a time and a place, all right? And look, I'm not saying you can't ask hard questions, all right?
You're Mr. Hard Question yourself.
But there's a big difference when you just got knocked. Your season's over, all right? How do you, and oh, by the way, there was some really questionable calls in that game yesterday, right? And so you're going to ask Manny Machado after a loss when the season's over, you just got knocked out of the playoffs, and your question at the end of a presser is, you know, how do you assess the season? How do you think I assess the season?
We lost.
You know, I mean, it's a failure, right?
My guy,
that was my favorite part about that right there. But I thought Manny Machado, who can be a little bit rough around the edges when it comes to, you know, one-on-one interactions, I thought he did a really professional job. He could have exploded. He really could have made that a lot uglier than what it than because it wasn't even ugly. It was I thought he was very respectful in how he said. What do you mean? My favorite is once
you hear there's no other questions and everyone's like thank you saying thank you to the player and starts to walk off and Machado's like, you know what, I'm gonna let this guy know. What were you thinking?
Yeah,
waiting to the end to ask that dumb question. You're better than that.
And you know what? It's okay as a reporter. It's okay as the question asker in that situation to say, you know what, you're right. That was
foul.
That was a bad question on my part.
Not fair.
You know, I mean, not definitely not fair.
It's the same thing with the Fowler stuff, what you were talking about. Like, it's hard. Like, when you're struggling, it's hard to ask a hard question. And it's the same thing. After a loss, it's tough.
It is, right? But the difference is we're only 4 weeks into the season, okay? If it's week 17 and I ask him, so, Dante, you had no sacks this year and you were brought in to be, the D-end opposite of Micah Parsons. How you feeling right now? Now, you could ask that question. What kind of answer do you think you're going to get?
Come on, bro.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, you're going to get an earful.
We lost.
You're going to get an earful. Come on, my guy.
Fingers say to the,
You know? And so, look, on one hand, I respect the fact that it is hard to ask questions of a losing team right after the game. Emotions are high, and it is, you're talking about it is a tense environment. All right, and you've got a microphone, your phone, whatever, and you're trying not to ask just softball questions, and you want to get a good answer. So yeah, there is, you are walking that fine line, and you could even say maybe you preface it with, "Look, I know this wasn't the finish you guys or the result you wanted."
Would you say you're a failure?
You know, is there anything differently that you see that you might have been able to do differently tonight when we look at how this thing
turned
out?
Right, you need to be in every locker room.
You know, well, let's not get carried away. But no,
that was your full time job. They just sent you out to different locker
rooms. Well, but at that point, everybody's looking for me at that point. Oh, here comes Fred. Here comes Fred. People are ducking me at that point.
Hey, Red David.
Hey. You got to be
Coach O if you're doing
that. Tell us on the telephone. 877-811. Franklin.
Talk a little bit closer to the mic. Can't pick you up.
I'm sorry. You said, what about not getting any sacks tonight? So far, you've earned $100,000 for every pressure. Like, tell us more about that.
You're like the best reporter in there, but they ask you, like, who do you work for? Nobody.
For myself. Self-employed. You can go to my website, freddavismedia.com. Join a Substack.
All right. 2 hours in the books. All right. Skip Schumacher. He is the newest Ranger manager. Let's talk to Kyle Seeloff, play-by-play for the Marlins, knows him very well. What kind of manager are we getting here in the DFW? Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. It's Fantasy Dark.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.